The next case we will be discussing is Roper v. Simmons, a case decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 2005. The question before the court was whether it was constitutional to execute an individual who committed a capital crime when they were under the age of 18. Mr. Christopher Simmons was 17 years old when he murdered Miss Shirley Crook. He entered her home with a peer, duct taped her eyes and mouth, bound her hands, drove to a state park, covered her head with a towel, and threw her off a bridge into the river below where she drowned. Mr. Simmons had planned the crime in advance and bragged about the murder to his friends afterwards. He was convicted and sentenced to death. In Stanford v. Kentucky, which was decided in 1989, the Supreme Court established the minimum age for capital punishment at 16 years old. Mr. Simmons filed a petition for state post-conviction relief. He argued that the reasoning used in Atkins v. Virginia, i.e. the evolving standard of decency argument, applied to juveniles. Mr. Simmons argued that society's standards of decency regarding execution of juveniles had changed since the Stanford ruling, and the Missouri Supreme Court agreed with Mr. Simmons. His death sentence was overturned. The U.S. Supreme Court heard the case and held in a 5-4 majority that the 8th and 14th Amendments forbid imposition of the death penalty on individuals who were under the age of 18 when their crimes were committed. The court used the same reasoning that they did in Atkins. In the majority opinion, the court stated that the majority of states were moving away from executing individuals who were juveniles at the time of their crimes. The court also noted that even in states that did permit execution of those under 18 at the time of their crimes, it almost never happened. The majority emphasized that capital punishment must be limited to offenders whose extreme culpability makes them, quote, the most deserving of execution, close quote. Juveniles were argued to not be part of this most deserving group, given their susceptibility to immature and irresponsible behavior, thereby rendering them less morally reprehensible. The court argued that juveniles also had a vulnerability and comparative lack of control over their surroundings, and a struggle to define an emerging identity. Because of their diminished culpability, penological justifications for the death penalty, deterrence and retribution, did not apply to juveniles. Lastly, the majority noted that, internationally, there was an overwhelming opinion against the juvenile death penalty. Justice O'Connor wrote in her dissent that the fact that juveniles are generally less culpable for their misconduct than adults does not necessarily mean that a 17-year-old murderer cannot be sufficiently culpable to merit the death penalty. In their separate dissent, Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Rehnquist argued that the majority had substituted its own judgment for that of the people in outlawing juvenile executions, and they rejected the use of international law as evidence of a U.S. consensus against the juvenile death penalty.